Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Spice Flavors of the Eastern Mediterranean by Chef Anna Sorchin is a richly photographed cookbook that uses spices and herbs of the primary route to the vivid flavors of the Eastern Mediterranean. Drawing on formative travel in Turkey and the techniques she learned from local home cooks, Sorchin translates regional ideas into recipes designed for the modern kitchen. The book is not framed as heavy restaurant showmanship or as a fusion experiment. Instead, it codifies a flavor philosophy. Depth and satisfaction come from aromatic spices, herbs, sour notes, and thoughtful condiments rather than reliance on fat and cream. Readers encounter a wide range of seasonings and preparations associated with the Levant and neighboring culinary traditions, alongside recipes that reflect Sorchin's own perspective as the chef behind Oleana in Cambridge, Massachusetts. With more than 100 spice and recipe entries and clear encouragement to experiment, it aims to make unfamiliar ingredients approachable while expanding a home cook's everyday repertoire. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, spice and herb-driven flavor instead of richness from fat. A central idea in spice is that the lasting appeal of Eastern Mediterranean cooking often comes from aromatics and balance rather than from heavy dairy or large amounts of oil. Sorchin emphasizes how spices and herbs can deliver complexity, warmth, freshness, and perfume while still leaving dishes feeling light and satisfying. This approach is practical for home cooks because it offers a repeatable method: build a base of fragrance, then shade the finish with brightness and texture. The recipes demonstrate how a measured hand with seasonings can create intensity without masking ingredients. That might mean pairing savory grilled meats with sharp, tangy accompaniments, or using herbaceous blends to enliven poultry and vegetables. The book also encourages readers to think in layers, adding spices at different stages so they bloom and integrate rather than sit on the surface. In effect, Sorchin teaches a mindset: flavor is an architectural choice. When spices, herbs, and acidity are treated as core building blocks, a cook gains new ways to make weeknight food more exciting and to craft meals that feel both comforting and energizing. Secondly, learning from Turkish and Eastern Mediterranean traditions, Sorchin roots her perspective in the culinary traditions she encountered while traveling in Turkey, where she learned from local women and absorbed everyday techniques that define regional food. That origin matters because it shapes the book's tone. It treats Eastern Mediterranean cooking as lived practice rather than as an exotic theme. The recipes reflect an engagement with recognizable regional patterns such as grilling, the frequent use of herbs, the presence of yogurt and tahini-based sauces, and the interplay of savory dishes with tart or sweet accents. While the book is not a strict ethnographic document, it does aim for authenticity and flavor logic, showing why certain pairings recur and how they create a coherent palate. Readers also get a sense of culinary continuity across neighboring areas of the Eastern Mediterranean, where ingredients and methods travel even when names and details differ. By grounding its recipes in that experience, the book offers more than instructions. It offers a pathway to cook with the instincts of the region, making the food feel intelligible rather than intimidating. Thirdly, organizing the kitchen around a broad spice pantry. One reason readers return to spice is its focus on building competence with a wide range of seasonings. The book highlights many spices and herbs and repeatedly shows how they function, which helps demystify ingredients that might otherwise sit unused in a cupboard. Instead of treating spices as occasional accents, Sorchin positions them as everyday tools that can shift a dish from familiar to distinctive. For the home cook, the benefit is both confidence and efficiency. Once you recognize a few key profiles, you can mix and match across proteins, vegetables, grains, and legumes. The book's recipes encourage that transferable thinking, illustrating how the same spice can show up in a rub, a sauce, or a finishing garnish, each time doing a slightly different job. This pantry-centered approach also supports improvisation. If you learn what sumac contributes or how an herb blend changes roasted chicken, you can adapt based on what you have. In that way, spice functions as a guide to a more versatile pantry, not just a sequence of one-off dishes. Fourthly, condiments, sauces, and bright garnishes as signature elements. Across Eastern Mediterranean cooking, condiments and garnishes often carry a large share of the flavor, and spice foregrounds that pattern. Sorchin uses add-ons such as yogurt-based dressings, tahini elements, herb sauces, and sharp onion or citrus accompaniments to make dishes feel complete and dimensional. This matters because it changes how a cook plans a meal. Instead of expecting the main item alone to deliver everything, the book shows how a grilled skewer, a salad, or a fried cheese can become memorable when paired with the right bright or aromatic counterpart. The recipe examples associated with the book reinforce this. Dishes like beef shish kebabs appear with sumac onions and herbs, and crisp chicken is enlivened by a seasoning blend such as za'atar. Even soups and chilled preparations are framed with toppings and sides that add crunch, heat, or fragrance. The larger lesson is strategic contrast. Creamy meats tart, hot meats cool, rich meats herbal. By treating condiments as essential rather than optional, Sorchin provides an accessible way for home cooks to achieve restaurant-level balance without complicated technique. Lastly, inventive but grounded recipes from a chef's restaurant perspective. Although the book is anchored in regional tradition, it also reflects Sorchin's voice as the chef behind the award-winning restaurant, Oleana. That influence shows up as a willingness to reinterpret familiar items while keeping the flavor language recognizable. Reviewers often describe the results as imaginative, and the recipe list linked with the book includes both classic cues and unexpected turns. You might see traditional building blocks such as chickpeas, tahini, yogurt, herbs, and grilled meats, but the final dishes can be arranged in ways that feel new to an American home kitchen. Importantly, the inventiveness is not presented as novelty for its own sake. It is framed as a continuation of regional principles, using spices and herbs to shape new combinations that still taste coherent. This is also where the book's ambition becomes clear. Some recipes may take time or call for ingredients that require a good market or specialty shopping, yet the payoff is a repertoire that expands beyond the most common Middle Eastern or Mediterranean standards. The result is a cookbook that can be both an everyday companion and a project book for cooks who enjoy exploration. In conclusion, Spice is best suited to curious home cooks, food enthusiasts, and fans of Mediterranean and Middle Eastern flavors who want more than a short list of familiar dishes. Readers who enjoy learning ingredients and building a more expressive pantry will get the most from it, because the book's real promise is fluency understanding how seasonings, herbs, and sour notes create depth and satisfaction without leaning on heavy richness. The practical benefits show up quickly. Even if you only adopt a few patterns such as seasoning chicken with herb blends, finishing grilled meats with tart onions, or relying on yogurt and tahini as balancing sauces, weeknight meals become more aromatic and dynamic. For more advanced cooks, the book offers a broader palette and a chef's sensibility that encourages thoughtful experimentation. What helps it stand out among regional cookbooks is that it functions as both a collection of recipes and a system for tasting. It links Eastern Mediterranean tradition, especially ideas absorbed through travel in Turkey, with an approachable method for using spices confidently. The photography and design add to its usefulness by making the food inviting and the goal clear cook with fragrance, balance, and intent. If you would like to support Anna Sorchin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.